Hello, hello, and welcome. It is Your Money. I'm Susie Jones, your host, and we have a very special show for you today. Bruce Helmer is off today. He, of course, is the founder of Wealth Enhancement Group and financial advisor, but Senior Vice President and financial advisor Peg Webb is here with a very special guest. Peg, welcome to the program, and please introduce who you've brought with you today.
Well, thank you, Susie. I can't believe this after the show's been on for 27 years, and I have a special guest, and he's never been on, but his name is Mike Webb.
And is it your brother?
The funny part about having him on today is I specifically asked if he would come on. Bruce and I did a show about AI. Maybe it was a couple months ago already. And today we wanted to continue to talk about AI and some everyday financial planning that you could do yourself with AI. But before you attempt that, I wanted to bring on a tech person, and that's Mike Webb. You probably have heard his name because I tell stories on this show. Mm-hmm. And so for 42 years married, we have a lot of stories that we could tell on the radio. But for today, I asked him to come because he has been a tech person since I've met him, meaning he has this special love for technology. And since the Commodore 64 came out in 1982, I mean, we're going way back. He just is enthralled with technology. His tech skills, he uses them today. He's a big volunteer. So for 20 years, 10 years in the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office, being an emergency mobile and communication person. And then recently, he's a volunteer for the Civil Air Patrol under the U.S. Air Force Auxiliary. He uses his communications tech skills there and is a deputy commander of his squadron. So welcome, Mike.
Well, good morning.
Mike, good to have you on. This is fun.
So AI is just surrounding us in every form and fashion. And so it's part of our daily routines, but I think some people, and I say this out loud on the radio too, I'm not a natural tech person. So it's a little bit scary with this AI. So I've got me talking here, and then I've got a techie who can just talk so much about AI and is so excited about it. But there's things like we already know that Netflix and Spotify, they automatically create playlists because they know what we like. We have all these smart home devices like Alexa and Google to turn our lights on and tell us if we need milk in the refrigerator. And then there's all sorts of navigation apps we use to get around, you know, driving around and having faster routes and telling us live that don't take this turn, take that turn. So we all have AI, and it's been everywhere for a long time. But now there's a new level of it. And we had a show on a couple weeks ago where Sam Richter was our guest, and he talked a lot about fraudsters with AI. And we're not going to really talk about that today, more so about why you'd want to start thinking about using it in your everyday life and simple financial planning. So, Mike, what I'd like you to do is there's so many popular tools out there for AI. Can you talk about a couple, and then what is their purpose? Are they all the same, or are they a little bit different?
So I think right now the trend is for each agent, they like to call them, like ChatGPT. We use that for relatively simple things, writing letters, helping us brainstorm ideas. Pretty ordinary stuff. Copilot lives inside of Microsoft products. That's going to make you better at using Excel, Outlook, Word, things like that. It'll be constantly, some of us get a little bit of annoyed, myself, especially when it starts to rewrite things for me. I'd like to have first crack at it, but a lot of times the AI gets ahead of us. But what I'm seeing is like Bard. This one is a little more sophisticated, summaries, comparisons, things like that, financial. But the agents themselves seem to be taking on specialties rather than try to be everything to everyone. Each is having its own place in the system. And I think down the road, we're going to see where almost like a commander will have the higher level intelligence that takes advantage of these for us. It'll look at all of it.
So is there one particular one that you think the everyday person like myself is using today, or are they all attempting to use one of the three?
Yeah, they're all teasing us. Right now, everything we do online, I think most of us have gotten past using ChatGPT and these searches as Google searches. You know, that it's more in depth than that. Like, for example, I was using GPT this morning to do a little research on a couple things before we came on. And it's the depth of the responses that you get. It's not helping you find the cheapest toaster. I had a question about the word robot, because I think they're going to be a big part of our lives or the next generation's lives. And I got back this beautiful summary of where that word came from. So I'm starting to see that we're all going to begin using it the way it's intended to be, a little more depth.
So when it comes to financial planning at Wealth Enhancement Group, we're actually encouraging clients to start getting used to asking questions like, what's a good way to budget? What's a good way to, you know, save money for a particular target item? Maybe it's a vacation, or you need a car, or you're trying to plan for your retirement. Just simple types of things like that. I recently had a doctor's appointment, and I thought, well, I'm going to ask, you know, ChatGPT, what are some questions that I should ask the doctor when I get there? Because usually I just show up and wait for them to inform me. So I came with this long list of questions, and I had crossed out some of them before I went there. But it was a much more a bold meeting, and getting something out of that meeting versus just waiting for them to tell me, I was being more proactive. And when it comes to financial planning, I really like when clients come in and they have an idea, you know, WDIW, what do you want? You know, when do you want to retire?
Yeah.
What are some really big goals that you have? These are the questions we ask. But I like the fact that people can start thinking about themselves, about what is it before they even come to our meeting, and have kind of narrowed down some of the wishes and wants.
Right. Well, and I have a friend that I work with at the Civil Air Patrol. He's an MIT guy. He is all over this. He actually has a clue to how the inner workings work. But his guidance to you and I and anyone listening that's going to use AI, spend a little time with your question in advance. Rather than try to milk it through piecemeal, like get one little answer, then another answer to another question, you can ask it the most concise, even if it gets a little long as it's concise question, you'll get back a quality response. If you keep going with little generic questions, you'll get a whole lot of information about one small part of what you're really trying to get at. So before you run the search, think about it a bit. Get as much detail in there as you can, like Peg was talking about. For a health question, you're not replacing your doctor, but you are certainly, it's a great idea to use AI, take your characteristics, punch them in, not just, you know, hey, my knee aches. Give it a little bit about yourself, not your identity, but give it more, and you'll get more back.
Yeah, and so with Wealth Enhancement Group, a lot of times when people come and see us, we hand them this detailed sheet of where their money is going.
Right.
So we kind of like it. Well, AI, in a matter of seconds, can categorize if you just fill in a couple things. Now, once again, you have to be super careful, right, because you're not going to give a lot of detailed information to AI, you're just kind of a hypothetical, but you know that there's characteristics of you, like your expenses, how much you spend, how much net money do you take in, do you have some goals? You're still going to be a unique person. They're not going to know who you specifically are. And I just want to say again, do not give any personal information when you're trying to create some of these checklists or details that they spit out for you. You just have to be super careful. And once again, prepping a little bit for meetings, whether it's your financial advisor, your doctor, you know, we have a lot of people that surround us, especially at our age, right? As you get older, we've got different types of doctors. We've got, lots of things that we're trying to, make sure that are being taken care of. So one of the things that that I think is important, Mike, is that there's some pitfalls out there with the AI. And I think some people are hesitant in even starting to utilize it because it just seems like danger.
Yeah, yeah. I'm on the other side of that coin. I really do see a generation ahead where our children, I use myself as an example. I didn't like school very much because the topics didn't interest me. People are going to have the ability, not just spoken. I mean, it'll be visual. AI is literally best used when you just talk to it. So the pitfalls, because we're early in the first inning here. This stuff is all spooling up. A very old data processing, data using expression is garbage in, garbage out. So if you're not careful with your question, if the question has poor content, but yet you think it's okay, there's a fighting chance that the AI is going to give you garbage back, that it will be appropriate for the question you ask, but maybe your phrasing, maybe you were trying to sound smarter than you are. I'm raising my hand for that one. So you got to be careful with your searches and the things like that. Of course, there are privacy issues, but I'm afraid that for most of us, that cat is long, or that horse is long out of the barn. So just be specific in your questions and you won't, most likely you'll get the best information back. As far as pitfalls, I think that's the big one.
One of the things early on is, and I didn't trust it, of course, I'm not a super computer person, but I didn't agree with the information.
Right.
I didn't agree.
Right.
And so I kept asking again, kind of waiting for the answer that I was looking for.
Yeah.
And in the short period of time, and I want to say maybe it was 9 months ago, you had me start asking questions. And one of those times, the very first question I asked is, what would be the maximum deposit you can put in a Roth IRA for 2025? And it actually had it wrong. So I was like, wait a minute. They're wrong? Well, they're taking information from all these different places.
Correct.
And they don't have the ability to actually say that is the correct answer. But in those 9 months, it's amazing to be the accuracy of a lot of these questions I'm asking now. And it's just super, super fast. It's changing just, and this is why we're talking about this, is because if you thought you knew AI 9 months ago, today, maybe you can talk a little bit about that, just that acceleration in where we're headed.
Right. Well, I think where we're heading is we'll just be talking to our devices far more than looking at them. It'll be a part of your home. The acceleration, you can all see the money that's flowing into this technology. It's so comprehensive. It's hard for me to even get started.
So at what point do you stop typing? I mean, a lot of us are just talking now, which is a savior of time in itself.
Right.
And so at what point do you not use AI? And I'm not talking just about investments and financial here. At what point do you call a human?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think you touched on it, right? So one of the big improvements in AI and in the third tier. My understanding is there are three tiers to it. We're walking in now tier two of AI's growth, where it's beginning to take the data and learn from its mistakes, right? So you were talking about 9 months ago, garbage.
Right.
9 months later, better. And
a lot better.
Exactly. This is a product that these people want to sell to the world. AI is not free. It's not going to be free. It's going to be like cable television eventually, once we're all hooked and big time users. So it is beginning to learn. It knows how to check on itself and learn from the things it does. So it will. It'll continue to get better. And I think that specificity I was talking about, where different entities are going to tackle different things and let their systems learn those. And then there'll either be a cooperative event where they begin to work together, or they just add more and more and more skill sets to their AI and watch it go.
Some of the simple things that we've been doing with clients is just having them ask questions to get comfortable, like, assume you have a family of four and you have $8,000 net income coming in a month. Please build me a budget.
Right.
I mean, you start with that.
Right.
And maybe it's not right the first time and you can see where you can tweak it a little bit. A big one was, I thought this was funny because it was a client in Minnesota that said, list five ways to trim my utility costs in Minnesota. And it just spit it all out.
That would be milliseconds.
And this was a big one, too, that a client had told me about. It was translating. You know how when we buy things or you get a set of documents in the mail that you need to sign? You don't want to do it if it's a personal thing. But let's say I bought a piece of financial software.
Yeah.
And it came with 20 pages of disclosures that I needed to know about.
Yep.
And all I want is them to tell me the top 10 things that I need in this disclosure.
Yep.
And so you can ask AI to do that. And I went, wow, that saved me time if I don't have to read all 20 pages.
Right.
And the highlights are there.
Yeah, that's a built-in add-on. Again, you have to pay to play. But inside, because we all send PDFs to each other. We're PDFing this, PDF that, sign this PDF. Acrobat has added a summary function. So you get a legal document back from your attorney, and instead of reading the whole thing, you know, the layperson can choose to have AI summarize it. And I've used that and compared it to the reality, just like, you know, being skeptical like yourself. And it was a really useful tool. We're getting there. And again, it won't be very long before we all, because you see people walking around with their earbuds in all the time talking on the phone.
You do.
And now a couple of the big manufacturers are coming out with the sunglasses that have technology built in them. We're not very far from just talking to AI.
So we have feelings. Does AI have feelings?
No, not yet. And I don't think that's on the menu. I think the idea that it is... Well, Star Trek, there's always an artificial human in futuristic things, and it's always funny. It makes for good comedy when they're trying to understand why a human is leaking fluid around their eyes. You know, it's an emotion. The guy's having a tear or something like that. And AI is, what's wrong? Are you malfunctioning? So think how complex this is. AI, artificial intelligence. How does it do what it does? It does what it does the same way we do it. That's the amazing part of this. It takes old data, uses it, compares it to what it sees, give it, you know, optical sensors, and it'll use all that. Somehow or other, we've managed to mimic what we do with software, and it has taken off.
And one of the things that's happening at Wealth Enhancer Group, and I know, Susie, we don't have a lot more time, but we are so proactive. I'm so proud of our company in what they're doing. They're aggressively taking all the information that we have of 27 years experience with the firm and dissecting it with AI. and being able to look at all the things that have gone really well and look at the stock market. I mean, we're talking about a very short period of time of getting so much information that we already have right in our house. We just didn't have the system, and nor did anyone else have a system to take all that information and then utilize it for looking at the future. You know, so lastly, and we don't have a lot of time, but can AI predict the future?
Well, first thing that comes to mind too, our internet technology has taken a huge leap. We have great connectivity, most of us. And can AI predict the future? It would only be doing a review of the past and trying to build some kind of a forecast from that.
Hey, Susie, are we out of time?
Yeah, we're about a minute away, but this is so fascinating. I think for people listening, if they have a question or a comment about how they might go ahead and start trying to put this into practice themselves based on what you've heard, love to have you part of the show. 651-461-9226. Again, 651-461-9226. You have today Peg Webb and her husband Mike, and we're talking about AI and using it for everyday financial planning. Again, 651-461-9226. We will be back right after this short break. And welcome back. It is the second half of Your Money. This week we have Peg Webb and her husband Mike, and we're talking about using AI for everyday financial planning. And you are invited to be part of the show, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Peg, we have questions, but I know you want to kind of recap before we move on.
Yeah, just in case people are just tuning in, I thought I would just introduce my husband, Mike, again. If you've listened to the show for all these years, you may know, because I use him as a example a lot in our life when it comes to planning financially. But we've been married 42 years. Yes, we're sitting here together.
Congratulations, guys.
Yeah. And then he's a techie through and through. I mean, I just go back to the Commodore 64 in the early 80s when we were together. And I'm like, what is that? Well, that was the first computer type. And he's just been ever since helping me within Wealth Enhancement Group and just the know-it-all when it comes to technology. But I'm very proud that he's a volunteer the last 20 years, 10 years with the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office. He was a emergency communications guy there. And then 10 years ago, he decided he does fly airplanes. He decided to join the Civil Air Patrol, and that's under the U.S. Air Force Auxiliary. And once again, he's using his communication kind of tech skills with them, and he's a deputy commander in the squadron. So very proud. Welcome to the show again.
That's all fun to hear. And volunteer. You know, I could never be around sick children, things like that. But there are so many opportunities out there. So if you have time, volunteer. You're going to meet great people. And I can't not plug the cadet program for the Civil Air Patrol. Just Google search Civil Air Patrol. Take a look at that. If you have someone young in your family, 12 to 16 years old, tremendous organization, have a look. And it's fun to be here talking with my wife.
Yeah. So just a little recap in the beginning. We just wanted to introduce, you know, AI, and I liked how Mike actually helped talk about the three different popular tools, the ChatGPT, the Microsoft Copilot, the Google Bard. They're all different in themselves. And thank you, Mike, because I didn't really understand. I thought they were all the same. And it is fun now with our clients in utilizing AI the way we are. And we are a little bit more advanced, right, than the clients coming in. But I think they're going to pick up on it quickly as well. And right now, you should just know that Wealth Enhancement Group is working, you know, day and night, and it's so excited about a lot of these things where we can take our back data and organize it and not necessarily predict the future, but also just use some camaraderie around, you know, what different client situations are and some that we've already used for planning, et cetera, et cetera. So what I'd like to do, Susie, is if we have some questions, we'd love to take them right now.
Okay, 651-461-9226. Question for Mike Webb. Are there any online classes offered by educational institutions that a person can take to learn more about how AI can help them in their job or in finances? That's from Dave in Richfield.
Two things come to mind. One of them is the Oracle website, a Google search for Oracle, and then artificial intelligence. There's a great, one of their executives put together a great series. It's, in other words, you're just going to start at the very beginning. It'll define the terms. It'll just move through to, you'll get a real sense of what it is and how it does what it's doing. And there are quite a few services out there now. They're not free. They're classes that you can take. And then my final, I wouldn't recommend that. I was going to say Moonshots is a group of MIT guys that talk about it in depth, but I don't think that fits this particular person. But I would start out at Oracle's website and just do a search for artificial intelligence. And it'll give you a real sense of the fact that you and I tend to overcomplicate it. We don't need to understand it. What we'd be better off doing is getting used to talking to your computer. Start weaning yourself off the keyboard when you do searches. Get a little headset or something and use AI, and then you'll become a believer.
Interesting.
Well, and what's really interesting about that is every single part of our lives is touched by this AI. I'm talking about financial planning today, but every part of our lives.
Right. Well, think about it. You do a Google search for a part number on a toaster. You're going to get the result. If it's there to be had, you're going to get it. This just moves, you know, 10 million times faster than us.
So what I appreciate is all this speed that we're talking about, that we can get the information, because I'm not actually known as the most patient person.
No.
I really want the information just now. So I feel like that, to me, it's exciting because there's so much time wasted in finding the correct answer. And now I feel like we can get that answer and we're going to have so much more free time to actually, as we do with our clients, we tell them, go enjoy. I mean, you've worked all these years.
Right. And the human in the link is the safety valve. You would smell something that didn't smell right, right? You're using AI to research a customer's situation, whatever it might be. And you'll look at the result and you'll think, yeah, that's good. That's, oh, wait, no, you know, but you're still that person that hits the brakes when you see something that doesn't apply. Maybe it's just this person, but you're the one that's going to know that.
Yes. Susie?
651-461-9226. This texter wonders, where do you specifically, and you might have addressed this here, how do you access AI or ChatGPT? Is it just Google or Safari? And maybe, Mike, you want to grab that one?
Yeah, it's so for your iPhone, these are apps that you can get, ChatGPT. One of the pitfalls, and that would be I would say that's the best one to start with for most people's expectations. Engineers and everybody else already know where to go for the fancy stuff.
The one I love is the non-fancy.
Exactly.
One.
Yeah, right. It's really straightforward. What you have to watch out for, and I don't know that I can help people with this on the radio, but like everything else, when you go to the App Store and you look for ChatGPT, you're going to see, you know, 20 options, and 19 of them are just piggybacking. They're not the real deal. And I wish I could help somebody with that. But I would just say go to the App Store for your phone and ChatGPT. Start with that. And again, just get used to talking to it. Just try to get your fingers off that keyboard. And all of a sudden, you're going to see the beauty of this.
And just remember, I have to add in here, compliance-wise and confidentiality, just make sure you're not pasting any personal information. I mean, just make hypotheticals. You know, there's sources out there, verify before acting. There's tools that have clear privacy controls. I just want to throw that in there because I don't want people to just start jumping in and feeling like it's they're confident enough to give this next level of information.
Right, right. There's billions of people using querying this system at every moment, but yet somehow our privacy gets away from us. So you're absolutely right.
Right.
You know, yeah, it's interesting. I want to just add. So AI, Mike, is it, I mean, it's always been around, right? It's not brand new, but why does it feel like all of a sudden it's front and center?
Yeah, because people like, I know there, well, I'm not going to name names.
Okay.
But there are people who have seen this. Yeah, there are people who have seen this coming, that the processing horsepower that we have, and then the fact that you and I have internet connections that support us with our video and our audio. So the feeble things that people do compared to the technology, we have an abundance of accessibility now to this. And they've had all this data laying around anyway. And it's just the next logical evolution of this. And of course, they're going to monetize it, but we're still all going to benefit.
Mm. It's interesting. And, go ahead, Peg.
I was just going to say, with the kind of the fear factor is, this is my question to Mike now, I have not talked to him, the fear factor of losing jobs. I feel like some people already are feeling that pressure.
Yeah.
And it's, right, I talked about 9 months here, and in that 9 months, I would say there's lots of friends and people, we were just golfing last week, and they're petrified.
Right.
About losing their jobs.
Well, I think some of that is absolutely true, that there won't be a need for a lot of voices, that a lot of things that people do can be better done because they're terribly monotonous, they're repetitious.
Right.
That's the first level of AI. It's stuff that is just software-based. If then, you know, and it's just moving through that chain.
Well, and even not to cut you off here, but just when I talked about that Roth IRA,
right.
You know, that's something that, boom, it's accurate now.
Right. But do you trust that as an individual investor of our generation anyway? Are you going to just take the computer's word for it, or are you going to run it by Peg?
Well, believe me, I run everything by, you know, people like yourself or ask people.
And then you talked about it. You asked the question, do they have emotions? That's another very big deal when you're dealing with people. Mm-hmm. You recognize that what I'm telling you is going against your emotional self right now. But trust me.
Yeah.
You know, the advice is good. What you do is up to you. But this advice is good.
And AI is kind of like people in that they are afraid, like if the market's doing really well. By the way, this would be a good time to say, ChatGPT's release was in late 2022. Since then, the Magnificent Seven, right, the tech companies, the market soared 190% since then on those seven. But on the S&P 500, it's up 75% thanks to a lot of this tech in, you know, and future coming. And there's where maybe there is some future predictions,
right?
Because they believe it's. But back to believing about the Roth IRA decision, I have changed completely and trust it for that kind of information.
Hmm.
And so the jobs. Where people, I love what you said, it's just kind of a repetitive job and it's something that they could easily hand over.
Yep.
But let's not mistake that, you know, then people will actually do maybe other types of jobs.
Well, here's a little logical thing. I haven't thought of it before, but just talking about it, the person who was removed from a mundane job could easily study and research at home using AI for better, you know, look around and what is it that you really want to do now that you don't have to do that other job?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can, the ability to talk to it. That's why I harp on it. The ability, because it, it's amazing. It takes what we say, breaks it into one little word at a time. They call them tokens, and then somehow magically it reassembles it, understands what us humans are saying, you know, and then gives us the responses. So, yeah, get used to talking to it. It can become a classroom in your house for as long as you like, whenever you like. And I think that'll help people tremendously.
Susie?
651-461-9226. We have Al on our news line. Al, good morning. Al is calling from Plymouth. Go ahead. You're on with Mike and Peg.
Hi, Mike and Peg. Great show. I've been with Wealth Enhancement since 2000, and I'm an elderly citizen, and they've been wonderful for me. And as soon as you go to AI, I'm gone. You've lost me as a customer.
Wow.
I will not work with anyone that works with AI. Thanks.
Oh,
great show.
Thank you. But you know what, Peg, that is such a, you know, Al is older gentleman. Some people are just freaked out by it. Right, Mike?
No, I'm with Al. I have no problem with, you know, people using it as a research tool to educate themselves and, you know, about everything. And that's the beauty of it. But in the end, if it were my financial situation, I'm going to Peg.
Yeah. Well, let's Peg, reassure Al that you're not going to flip a switch and have all your finances just be figured out by the machine.
Well, and it's not like that at all. And I apologize if it maybe sounded like that. Let's talk about just the Amazon, let's say.
Okay.
Amazon has all these robots or moving people that go grab my boxes, right? I'm a big Amazon purchase person. And they're grabbing my boxes and I'm getting it in one day and, you know, one day later. That's a system where they can easily just program that, you know, robot to go around and grab boxes. The second level, as I already mentioned, Wealth Enhancement Group is using AI for these separate, tasks. You know, we do a lot of research and we do a lot of, forecasting and financial plans for clients and that kind of thing. We can utilize that, save time, and then use that extra time to continue to sit with our clients because they're all human. I mean, when I sit with clients, I have a real emotional, you know, tie to these people. And AI will, I want to say never, but not anytime soon, is going to replace a Peg Webb, who's going to be able to have you, coached on your emotions about your investments and, you know, how do you save for retirement? All the things that we do, it's going to give us as advisors more time to just pay attention to you versus a lot of these tasks that we were doing along with coaching our clients.
Yep.
Susie?
651-461-9226. Texter just wrote, great advice from Mike. I just downloaded the app and will talk more to my computer and phone. Another texter writes, there goes my days of looking at the encyclopedia.
I used to take that to bed with me as a kid.
You know, I was just going to add, you guys, just for news, I would spend hours looking for a contact for someone. I can get a contact for someone now in 10 seconds. You know, I can find a media relations person very fast. So interesting. So here's a texter. If AI tells me to buy a given stock, will it tell everyone else to do the same, and will that stock obviously go up? That's an interesting question.
No. Yeah, I was just going to say, I wouldn't count on every one of the tens of thousands of servers inside of a data center generating the exact same response. It's probably the response of one. Mm. And then I would ask it more. I think Peg would agree. I'm not the advisor here. But if I was going to use AI for investments, I would just want to know about the ownership, the history of the company, right?
Yeah, and actually just buying one company. One of the things that there was an image out there that it was a coffee maker, and the coffee maker was giving stock tips. Bruce talks about it all the time. You know, we used to get phone calls for selling, dog food to our dog, and we don't even have a dog. You know, so at that point, we're just saying your investments are going to remain with humans. I would want somebody to work as a human, and I would never do an individual stock based on AI. I don't think that's coming anytime soon.
All right. Mike, I want to say this texter wants to know the name of the article on Oracle's website that you referenced. A person, Marty, just checked and said there's 4,000 references.
Okay.
Talk about AI, huh?
Yeah, but that's okay. If the person's listening, I'm going to give you something really tedious.
Oh, geez. So, let's write it down.
Make sure you have your pencil. Yeah, I apologize.
That's all right.
There's no short version of this, but it's oracle.com.
Oracle.com/artificial
hyphen
intelligence
/ AI / agents.
What's that word?
Agent, a talent agent.
Yep.
So it's plural, agents.
Yep.
And then finally, /
Oh, geez.
The number sign, AI hyphen agents hyphen use hyphen cases. And God, I wish it was shorter or I could share it somehow.
You know what? I think Josh Wheeler, I wrote it down so we can get it on our website.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Take a look at that. It's a beautiful summary, step by step.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll do that, yeah. Peg. We'll get that up on the website because I think a lot of people want to learn more, essentially. So, and I was going to say, Mike, back to you. You want to be able to use AI and not have it use you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
and so that using you is what we see on the internet and on chat groups where entities are trying to manipulate people. Mm-hmm. You got to be kind of aware and awake to all of that, but use it for yourself. Absolutely.
Like understand it, but still use human beings.
Right. Mm-hmm. There's so much trash out there that for some reason people respond to negative things far better than they do to positive. Mm-hmm. And that's become bait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so be aware, be careful, don't use personal information, but just start to dabble in it and work with your financial advisor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll help you if you need to figure out just, quick tasks.
Yeah, perfect. Hey, thank you, guys. It was a great hour, and if people are listening and they did not get their question answered, they can call Wealth Enhancement at 1-888-6-ADVICE or email them to yourmoney@wealthenhancement.com. Make it a great week.